Making the news. Growing up in the 1950s, there were only three channels on our new black and white TV. The programming was sports, talent shows, westerns, game shows, and nightly news. The broadcast day ended at midnight. In the 1960s, Johnny Carson got people to stay up later and tucked his audiences into bed. Back then, we went to our television sets like an older generation went to their radios before us and listened to TV anchors tell us how it was. In those days, we trusted our institutions to do what they said they were doing. At Walmart this morning, Scott Trex runs into a TV crew filming a segment for the local evening news. These days, entertainment and political correctness saturate each nightly news story, and finding truth comes last in third or fourth place. This news production promoting a Walmart-sponsored winter coat drive for kids is only seconds long, but takes a crew of five most of the morning to produce. I don't watch news anymore. News people want to do all my thinking for me and make sure I don't have trouble coming up with my own answers. Discerning truth from fiction, I believe, is still my responsibility as a living being. Newsmen and used car salesmen have much more in common than we previously thought.